This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Workstream 2 Diversity Meeting 16 call that is taking place today, Friday, the 31st of March, 2017, at 19 UTC. So I'll first ask that anybody who's on a number and hasn't given their names to staff to please do so. Otherwise, staff will take note of the attendance on the Adobe. Our roll call include Cheryl, who's joining Adobe in a few minutes after her update. Okay, there is nobody on the number. Everyone has their name on Adobe. So we proceed. Review of the action items. Plan to publish a draft schedule of the meetings to end of June to the diversity list for comments. Then publish final to complete the interpretation request. Okay, I thought we had agreed that I discuss with Rafiq, so we did discuss with Rafiq and agree on the schedule of between now and June, because there was an urgency in putting forward the request for interpretation, and that was done, and staff have since been able to forward, our support team has been able to forward that to the co-chairs, who have put forward a formal request to ICANN for interpretation services during the call. And possibly Bernard could have an update on where that has reached.
Thank you, Fiona. Unfortunately, I don't have much of an update. The co-chairs have signed off. It's gone into ICANN, I believe, yesterday or the day before. So we will be following up next week to see where we have gotten. This should not be a surprise to ICANN. We were discussing this with all parts of ICANN when we were in Copenhagen. So we're hoping that ground clearing work we did in Copenhagen would have been useful and allow us to proceed with that request quickly. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard, for that. And for purposes of just everyone being clear on the schedule, I know you had shared it during the last call. You did bring it up on the screen. If you can again bring up the schedule of meetings between now and June that you have presented with our request for interpretation.
I don't want to stop the meeting because I didn't have that prepared. It'll take me a few minutes, and then I'll post it in the chat.
That would be great. Thank you, Bernard. Then we did have a call for volunteers, and I posted the invitation for volunteers to help us with the drafting of the report. And we got interest from both observers and members, and we have invited the members to form the drafting team. Part of the reason is that we also need, we are in the middle of a process, and we need individuals who have been involved in the discussions and have attended a few of the calls, at least have an idea and are following what is happening in the group. And there are a few very new individuals. And since they were observers, we have given priority to the members, and they have since received the updated document that Rafik and I were able to put together, and they are starting to go through it. And possibly in the next few days, they will be able to provide us with version 2 of the draft, taking cognizant of all the feedback in terms of the layout, the editorial changes, the comments and input from the working group, and additional material that Rafik and I have collected that we feel needs to be captured in the report, but we need additional minds to look at and put it in before we send it to the working group. And the team consists of Julie Hammer. Just a minute, let me pull that up. Julie Hammer, Delilah, Ramoni, Renata, Aquino, Akimbo, and Anastasio Kimberly. So that is a drafting team that is working with the core rapporteurs to be able to put the report together. And so we need to then give them time to work on this so that we can be able to have it ready. And Bernard has put up the schedule of the meeting between now to end of June. And so that's the period we have within which we are going to be able to work on, analyze the report, send out the questionnaire as well, and do our calls discussing all the input with interpretation. Okay. Now, before we move to the next agenda item, if there is feedback on the open action items, it would be good to get that at this point in time. Anyone who wants to comment on that? And that includes also the timing of the call. A lot of them tend to fall at 13 UTC. So, Cheryl, I've tried to create a bit of variation. I hope it accommodates a different timing for you. Any comments, feedback? Okay, there have been none. Okay, I'm reading the chat, okay. Cheryl, Julie Hammer, thanks for the feedback. And we will feed. Now we move on to item number 3. The feedback from the plenary session of the main CCWG. We've been asked by the co-chairs to reconsider, because we had not prepared the report to present with a questionnaire. When we discussed during the last call, we were of the opinion that we first go ahead with the questionnaire and have it approved. Then we can come back and look at the report. And it turns out that our questionnaire is not going to go out for public comments without a report, the main challenge being the time frame between now, when we need to have the public comments out on both the report and the questionnaire, and the completion of our assignment. And also, secondly, considering that there may be budgetary implications in our recommendations, and this needs to come through early so that they get factored in good time. So we need to relook at the work that we have vis-a-vis the time frame available and see how to get that done. I've not yet, Rafik and I have not yet communicated to the drafting team on a time frame of turnaround of the report once we finish the version 2 and have another reading of the same. But it would be good for us to look at the time between now and when we need to have our work completed. We need the draft report with draft recommendations to go out for a public comment with a questionnaire, and the period is, I'm told, about 40 days. Bernard, you'll correct me. And so we will need to see how we get that done. I can see Julie has raised her hand, and Bernard also has his hand up. I don't know who went first, sorry. But maybe I'll give Julie the opportunity to...
Bernie was first, and he may well be going to say what I was. So I'll wait till Bernie's had his say. Thanks, Fiona. Julie, sticky.
Okay, Bernard, please.
Thank you, Julie. I believe the way we ended up on the questionnaire is that there was no need for it to go to public consultation, was, I think, the core of what we were trying to get to. And so if you want to send it out earlier, that's fine, but I think that was part of the discussion that we had at the plenary and maybe what Julie was going to go to, so I'll hand it over to her now.
Thanks very much, Bernie. Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, and it was a subtle difference that I didn't understand, Bernie, until you explained it on the plenary. It doesn't need to go to public consultation, which means that we don't need the community to comment on the wording of the questionnaire as such, but we can and should put out the questionnaire for responses to be provided to us. But we don't have to, we still need to keep working on the report, which shouldn't wait for the responses to the questionnaire to come in. So I believe that what the outcome of the plenary was, not that we won't send out the questionnaire to groups to respond to. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Hello, Julie and Bernard, for clarifying that, because at one point I lost audio and was trying to read through the chat and didn't quite finish going through the transcript. But thanks for the clarification. So we will send out the questionnaire then to the SEs and SOs. And then continue working on the report so that it follows. Right, Julie? Bernard, your hand is still up, or you want to comment?
Okay. Thanks, Fiona. Yes, Julie speaking. Can I suggest that we also post it on, I'm not sure exactly what public website, but Bernie would know, because we're, as well as really seeking responses from the SOs and ACs, we have agreed that we would make it available to others in the community to comment as either other groups or as individuals to provide input. So we probably need to post it somewhere appropriate where it can be accessible to others. Thanks, Fiona.
Vienna, we're not hearing you if you're speaking. All right, we seem to have temporarily lost Fiona. I'll carry on what she was saying. There are really two approaches to this that you're discussing. If you're requesting that the SOs and ACs respond to this questionnaire as SOs and ACs, then it's got to be formally transmitted to the SOs and ACs by the co-chairs of the CCWG. You want this put up for comments by anyone, there's also a process that we used for the jurisdiction questionnaire at large, and we can use that too. I believe the point that Mathieu Weil was making on the plenary is that if you send something in to the SOs and ACs for a formal response from them, that you may be looking at a three-month time lag before you actually get something from them. And I think Cheryl can testify to that from her work on the SOAC side. Fiona, are you back?
Yes, I should be. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Excellent. Over to you.
So thanks for that clarification. So that being the case, then... I think we will need to send it out to the SOs and put it on the web page. And then task members of the group who are part of the different SOs and SOs to work with them, as well as the board representative. And the other group was what, trying to get information from staff as well. So we'll see. We need to see how to get that out so that you can get the questionnaire answered as fast as possible and back in while we work on the recommendations. Julie, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Fiona. Julie speaking, and sorry for keeping to interrupt, but I do recognise what Bernie said, that the chairs suggested it could well be a few months before we get responses. But I wonder we could actually seek responses in a shorter time than that. And if we don't get them, then we just have to live with it. But I would rather ask the SOs and ACs for a shorter response time and try and meet our own deadlines a bit more quickly if possible. And I thought there was a comment made during the plenary that the minimum response time that we could ask for was 40 days, but my memory might be wrong there, or it could have been that that was the response time for a public comment. But my preference would be to ask for a reasonable but still short response time, not a few months.
Thanks, Julie. And I can see Cheryl agrees with you on that. The minimum response time is possibly about 40 days. 42 days for public comments. Okay. Thanks, Bernard, for that clarification, which means then thanks again, Bernard. You write in the chat that we cannot dictate response times for the SOs and SEs, but we can ask them to respond by a particular date. Just out of curiosity, can that date be less than the 40 days, say we give 30 days? If we counted 30 days from today and said we wanted a response by a particular date in order for us to begin putting together our recommendations, would that be acceptable?
Well, you can ask. I see Cheryl's hand is up, and she probably has some input for you on that.
Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, Deanna. Thanks, Bernie. Cheryl Langdon, for the record. Yeah, look, the reason that it is 42 days is that a 30-day cycle means that you're pretty well guaranteed to miss at least one of the SO or AC monthly meetings. And so to that end, an awful lot of trial error and discussion went into coming up with the 42 days proposal. So you may as well go for the 42 days because otherwise you'll get, 14 and 15 and 21-day extension requests. So I'll put my hand up because I think with the aspirational dates that Julie was suggesting for the SOs and the ACs, if that can be matched to the public comment, the 42 days, it does give you a slightly higher likelihood of getting them in on or around that date. So I'd recommend you put it out for the minimum, the 42 days, and also make that a date for the SOAC requests, knowing you will still get some in over the next 14 to 21 anyway, but not from a public comment perspective. That said, at least it'll give you some fixed timings to start working any analysis and integration of outcomes into probably the second iteration of the draft report by that stage. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl, for that. I think that's very clear, and that's helped us significantly in terms of being able to plan. So my proposal, if it is agreeable to the rest of the group, is that we go with the minimum 2 days. It means we will begin to receive our responses around the 12th of May. And we'll see how those come in, allowing room for others to come in a bit later. But at least once we start receiving the responses, at least we've got something to look at in terms of current status, and we are able to begin to develop some draft recommendations for the report. Bernard?
Thank you, Fiona. Yes, just wanted to note, as I stated earlier, it's fine you're deciding that here. Publication of any externals, things like this questionnaire, have to go through the co-chairs. So if you make a decision as a group here, that's great. Then Fiona has to write it up to the co-chairs as the rapporteur asking for this, and then we have to do some magic to get it prepped and get it distributed and write the transmittal notes. So I would just comment that once the co-chairs approve it, staff still have to do some stuff to ensure that this can be put up, and then it's got to be put up. So you may be looking at anywhere from 5 to 10 calendar days from when you confirm to the co-chair that you want this up before it actually does go up. Thank you.
Thanks for that clarification, which also raises a request that came through to Rafik and I on translation of the questionnaire. There has been a request from the GAC to translate the questionnaire from English. It's not too many questions, but it is important that we discuss this as a group on if you're going to give the questionnaire directly to the SOs and SEs, is it really necessary for us then to have the translation? Yes, Bernard.
Thank you, Fiona. Just a comment. From what I gather, you will be asking the co-chairs is for two separate postings. One posting to the SOs and ACs and one general posting as the jurisdiction questionnaire is. For the SOs and ACs, it's fairly obvious that, you know, probably English would be fine if you're simply asking a response from the SOs and ACs, although the GAC may have its reasons for asking. I will simply note that the jurisdiction questionnaire, which was put up, was translated before it was put up. Now, if you're asking for translation, that means staff have to write up the introduction piece, if you will, before translation, and then the whole kit, including the notice and where to send the email, blah, 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 goes to translation. So it's not just translating the questionnaire. Once the co-chairs approve it and approve it for translation, then staff have to write up the instructions for filling out the questionnaire, because you don't simply post this with no context and no instructions. And then once we've got the instructions and the context, then we send that stuff off to translation. Now, the instructions are not long, because the questionnaire is not long, so maybe what we'll end up with is a page and a half or two, and usually translation services can do this quickly. But to my estimate of 5 to 10 days earlier, if you are adding translation to this, you may be adding up to 5 days to that whole process. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard, for that clarification. And so based on what Ben explained, do we still need to proceed with translation of the questionnaire? And that is a question to the rest of the group. There's a comment in the chat. The question came from the LAC region in the GAC. One of the GAC representatives from the LAC region proposed to translate the questionnaire in Spanish. Okay, there's another request to have, again, translation in French. Now, this is getting interesting. It's the SOs and SEs, I take it already, transact at ICANN in English. And I'm putting this forward because of the need for us to save time. Since I want to see if we can reduce the delay as much as possible. And so, because again, if we are going to translate, it cannot just be one or two languages. It is going to be everything. In all the languages that ICANN is able to translate into, I don't think it will make sense for us to do only French and Spanish for a document you are putting in the public domain on the website.
Fiona?
So we need to put all the UN languages. Yes, Bernard?
If I may. Yes, if you're doing translations, it's probably a good idea to do it in all the official ICANN languages. And so that doesn't change too much. You just
Okay.
Now, since the questionnaire you're proposing to some really bad echoes, someone should mute. Since you're proposing to send the questionnaire on two different tracks, I would say that maybe what you can do is send it to the SOs and ACs or request that the co-chair send it to the SOs and ACs in English, original form, and then you request that it be published for general comments in the translated versions. Maybe that would be a nice in-between.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, Bernard. And I can see Avery agrees with you. There are a few greens, Avery, Julie.
Can you note my agreement? I'm just away from the computer. It's Cheryl.
Oh. Thanks, Cheryl. So I think that should be a way to go about it. And just by a show of agreement, those if you're near your machine and you can indicate green for agreement, that will help me know that you have a consensus on moving in that direction. So anyone who objects, thanks for those who are in agreement, anyone who objects to us moving in the proposed direction? I assume Avery doesn't object because she was in agreement earlier and probably she's far away from her machine. Or are you, yes. So, any objections? None. So, I think, Bernard, that is how we're going to work, moving forward, following the two tracks, send to the S's and S's in English, and then have translation for the one we put on the website. Okay. Thank you on that. And so, and, taking about 5 or so days, say 7 days, for the co-chairs to be able to approve the questionnaire. So that is, where does that leave us in terms of time and how long do we give ourselves on the report? That puts us into May, about 3rd week of May. Then we have another 5 or so weeks. In 5 or so weeks, will we be able to have our draft report ready for at least
Now, when is the meeting, as you know, we'll already be, we will not be able to make by Johannesburg unless we do the drafting very fast. So, suggestions. How long do we give ourselves to do the drafting of the report? The second version with some recommendations. It will be a third version with some recommendations to go out to the main CCWG and then to the S's and S's. Bernard, is your hand still up? New hand, old hand?
New hand.
New hand.
Okay.
All right. On your timing, I think you're... best to mute. On timing, I think you're a bit optimistic. Let's be realistic here. It may take 2 or 3 weeks to get this up for public consideration. For the SOs and ACs, I'm hoping that with no translation and co-chair approval, 5 to 10 days, worst case. Now, that puts us at the end of May to get responses, and maybe even the first week of June. So if you're waiting on input from that, then let's be optimistic. You get it the first week of June, and we're traveling the third week of June. So basically you will have one, maybe two meetings to look at some of the input you've gotten in that. And I think, to a certain extent, that's what Mathieu was referring to, in that if you say, well, let's think about this for a sec. We have a pretty good idea of some of the things. We'd love the questionnaire to confirm these things. So I believe what Mathieu was trying to propose, and I'm trying to channel Mathieu here, so when he listens to the call, and I do know he listens to the Adobe recordings after the fact. Let's all understand that it's Friday night in Paris right now. That he was saying maybe if you have a good enough idea of your recommendations, you can put everything together, and then when that goes out, that will get that much more attention. And I'm not trying to push this agenda. I'm trying to simply present the point of view that Mathieu was making. He was saying, if you just send this questionnaire, yes, you will get some input. Okay. But if you actually come up with some draft recommendations and include the questionnaire with that, as part of that, say, you're asking for input on those things, you may get a lot more attention. And therefore, you may be able to meet sort of a June deadline for an initial publication and public consultation, even if we finalize it in Joburg. And then you will get the input probably end of July, beginning of August. And then you've got comments on your recommendations. You've got feedback on your questionnaire. Just an option I'm presenting. Thank you.
Any feedback on taking that approach? Yes, Avery, that means you'd have to work in parallel. Avery?
Sure, this is Avery speaking. It sounds like, if I understand it, which is, of course, always a good question, a good approach. In other words, we've got the questionnaire, it's going out, it's going to take the amount of time it takes, but in the meantime, we're working on the report, we may see some initial results that we can put in, but we get the initial report out while waiting still for the rest of the responses. Is that what I understood? If that's what I understood, it seems like a fairly clear way to go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. That is
one of the options.
So, anyone else with comments? Because you now have two options. One, we go through the questionnaire, give you the time it takes, and then prepare the report. But that means then that we miss out on opportunities that would benefit our input, from our input, that are within the normal routine of ICANN. The other option being that we do the two parallel, that means that the drafting team is going to have their hands full, the pen holders who volunteered will have their hands really full, and we shall begin to put together recommendations, or as we basically discuss whatever we identify as possible recommendations, we shall put it into the document that we hope to be able to circulate soon, if this is the way we will go, and send that out for public comments alongside the questionnaire. Julie Hammer.
Thanks, Deanna. Julie speaking. I think working in parallel is what we did commit to at the last plenary and probably before that. So I think, as Bernie describes it, that's what we've undertaken to do.
Thanks, Julie. So, anyone opposed to this approach of working in parallel? So there's none opposed. That means then we are going to take the parallel approach. And so the core rapporteurs are going to work with the drafting team over the next 4 or so days to just clean up the document and have it circulated, hopefully in good time for us to be able to have a read through, first reading of the revised document, hopefully at our next call. And then if we can do another 2 readings, that means 3 readings of the document, then we should be good to go in terms of how to proceed with the larger CCWG group. If read and feel changes need to be done, because we now have a good team to help with the drafting, we will update the document as we move along, so that after every 3 or so sessions, 2 to 3 sessions of readings, we adjust the document and have it reviewed by the group, so that we are updating it as we move along, and we can then get to a point where we feel it's comfortable for us to go out with it to the SEs and SOs and present it to the CCWG, and if we can get some approval in terms of comfort from the rest of the CCWG or the status of the report, then we shall be able to go out, send it out to the questionnaire, and work on those parallel. As feedback comes in, we keep updating the draft report. Bernard, I can see your hand is up. New hand, old hand.
Thank you, new hand. Just a few comments. I know at some point, Fiona, if I remember correctly, you were looking.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Your hand is up.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So I remember you asking if there could be some support with English for your report, maybe to for editing, etc. And staff can certainly do that once you've reached a point where you're happy with the document. And I also wanted to note that for those who were not at the plenary meeting this week, there was an announcement that English captioning will be provided. Provided for all Workstream 2 meetings. So we're hoping that will come online within a week or two. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernard, for that clarification and additional input from the plenary discussion. Is there, for those who are on the plenary call, is there anything else that I've left out? We're about 12 minutes to the hour, and we need to move to the next item. There have been none. Let me move to A or B. Is there anyone else who has an A or B? Anyone with an A or B to raise? No hands. And neither do I. Bernard, is there anything from staff?
No, I think staff have spoken way enough on this meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay. There have been no other business. And I'd just like to thank you all for your time. I know it's a Friday evening for many of you, Friday night, and guys want to go out and party, but thanks for giving us your time, and have a nice evening, a nice day, and bye-bye. Thank you all.
Tatiana, thanks everyone. From Saturday here in Australia.
Thanks, Tatiana. Saturday.
Okay, bye-bye. Bon soirée.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.